Elizabeth's Day. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido. In collaboration with Saga. Elizabeth's Day by Dacre. Jerk! Elizabeth was fed up. She sat up on the bar stool next to Marcus. Her vagina was throbbing weakly. The little thong she was wearing had sucked up some of her juices and was stuck to her vagina. Her husband quietly chuckled. "The night is still young. It's only 9. "You idiot." There was a bang as she put the glass butt plug on the bar counter. Marcus quickly grabbed it as discreetly as he could, but the bartender saw it. He immediately looked away. Her 31st birthday was turning into a bit of a nightmare. The only thing she'd managed to achieve so far by turning a year older was to get a butt pluck up her ass before they went out on the town. It had really driven her crazy, walking through the town with it up her ass. She'd managed to keep a straight face and managed a bit of small talk with people she knew, even though it was making her crazy horny. After a while, she'd started gently swinging her hips as she walked, which sent a stab of shooting pain through her as she took each step. At the bar, she realized that the pub toilet was hidden from view. It was so far out of the way that she'd managed to persuade him to come into the ladies with him. In the toilet, she lifted her dress up and turned her ass to him. Slowly, unnecessarily slowly, he fucked her before carefully withdrawing from her. Then he laughed, pulling up the zipper to his suit trousers, and disappeared out of the bathroom, leaving her standing there, alone, with a bud pluck up her ass, screwed and hot. She ordered another beer and saw Marcus take out a pearl necklace from his pocket. Without saying a word, he fastened it around her neck. She was speechless. Her irritation vanished in an instant. For a moment, she forgot her vagina was drenched and overflowing. "Listen," he said, and leaning forward and whispering into her ear. His suggestion really turned her on, and she glanced out of the window. In the pub on the other side of the street? Marcus nodded with a smile. For a moment, the thought of it washed over her. It confused her. She tried to dampen her enthusiasm as she nodded in agreement. But Elizabeth knew very well that the look in her eye gave the game away. Marcus whispered to her again. "They recognize the pearl necklace. You should ask them to do this for you." The pub was pretty empty, so they were easy to spot. They were sitting around a table wearing black suits and a tie.